Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christian Ramsey. There he is.
Was that a cheeky Chrissy or Chris? Or did you not know what to do name there?
Just
I thought
Chris.
It was a Chrissy. Chrissy. No. I haven't had a Chrissy for years.
When have you ever been called Chrissy?
Back in the day when I used to play out in the street and stuff.
Someone called you Chrissy?
Chrissy, all the kids called us Chrissy.
No, they didn't.
Chrissy Ramsey. Yeah, they did.
I've known a lot of Chrisses in my life and I've never thought to call them Chrissy.
Chrissy? Why aye? What's wrong with that?
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I've just never known it.
You've got how dare you? You've got an E on the end, Rosie.
Yeah, I know, Chris, I'm not slagging it off. I'm just saying I've never known any kids to call another Chris Chrissy.
9-year-old me is crying his eyes out, so I hope you're proud of yourself.
Well, good, you little twat. I bet you are. I know you were a twat when you were younger.
Oh, do you know what the worst nickname I got was?
What?
Which was really bad. When I first got rollerblades, I went to Toys R Us, rest in peace.
The millions of something all under one roof. It's called Toys R Us, Toys R Us, Toys R Us.
Yeah, dead now.
Is it none at all ever, anyway?
No, I think it's dead.
Shit.
I think Smith's Toys strangled it and spat on its corpse. I think that's, don't quote us directly on that, but I'm not a businessman.
Listen, I'll have nothing said.
I don't know how finances work.
I'll have nothing bad said against Smiths.
Oh, no, I love Smiths.
Bloody love Smiths. But I also love Toys R Us. But anyway.
Is Toys R Us one of them things where, does anyone remember going to Toys R Us as an adult, and was it as fucking massive as I remember it being as a kid? Because I just remember it being, like, outrageously big. I mean, Smith's Toys is big, but that Toys R Us, specifically the one at the Metro Centre in the Northeast,
huge.
Rest of the country here, it was ridiculous.
Well, have you never been as an adult? I've been as an adult because it was there when Robin was born.
Was it?
Yes, because you could buy babies because they had Babies R Us.
You could buy babies.
Not actual babies. Sorry, girl, listen.
Hi, one baby, please. Yes, of course.
You're in the market for a baby.
Would you like a cryer or a quiet one?
Runny
shit or solid shit?
No, sorry. They don't sell babies. Wow. They sell baby stuff.
I do remember this now. Yeah, because it was quite big, actually. Fair enough.
Yeah,
I think I'm an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, you are an idiot, but that's fine.
Fair enough, yeah. But I do remember having a massive issue with the fact that they called it Toys R Us. Because it sells toys, Toys R Us, and then Babies R Us. It does sound like they sell babies.
Yeah.
I bet a few people were put off by that. I bet a few people were caught out.
Do you think?
Yeah. Come in. Listen, we've got the cot, we've got the pram and everything. We've just come to pick a baby up.
So well, I reckon somebody's probably on their fourth kid and they thought, we could have another one. Yeah. We've got the spare room.
Oh,
I don't want to be pregnant. Let's just go to the shop.
Pop in for a trade-in.
Oh, swap them.
Yeah.
Swaps R Us. Swapsies. Listen, this is probably really inappropriate. And we're talking about selling babies.
What isn't?
I know.
These days?
Listen.
What
I
isn't?
Don't
listen,
know.
All I'm saying is, it was like, you know, in The Matrix when he goes into.
Oh, we're still doing it.
Yeah.
But, right, okay.
You know, when
great.
He gets plugged in and he goes, like, we need guns. And it's all white. And then the shelves just fucking. They fly in and there's millions of them. That's what Toys R Us was like.
Yeah.
I think the guys who did The Matrix got the idea of that from Toys R Us.
Absolutely not. It's Jeffrey's.
Jeffrey's?
There was the giraffe. I'm sure we talked about this before.
There's millions of Jeffrey's. There's not millions of Jeffrey's. There's millions said Jeffrey all under one roof was the lyrics.
Oh, right.
You famously don't know lyrics. There's millions said Jeffrey all under one roof. I mean, it's a terrible song. But why, you haven't even established that the giraffe's called Jeffrey.
Oh, no, we all just had to guess.
Millions of what, Jeffrey? You can't just say there's millions.
No toys.
Oh, come in here. Yeah, but what?
No babies.
Millions of babies. It's so loud.
So it said Jeffrey, not millions of Jeffreys. Said
Jeffrey. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get messages going, it's not that, Rosie was right.
Well, why? What? There's millions of Jeffreys all
why
under
the
millions
of what? He done cloned himself. Why is there millions of Jeffreys? It's really dark. Millions of that giraffe just standing there going, all right.
I don't know what noise giraffes make. Like this.
Yeah, they do. That's horrible. They're very tonguey.
What was I going to say? Oh, I tell you what, though, when that advert used to come on near Christmas, fuck me. Wet floor sign for little Rosie.
That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate.
I'm talking about little me. I can say that little me was dripping, okay. But nobody else could.
Little me. Was it that?
I'm so sorry.
There's a magical place we're on our way there. Toys in the millions, all under one roof.
It's called Toys R Us.
It's
not cagey.
No, listen, it's called Toys R Us. Then the voiceover would come in and tell you whatever was of the year.
No, Mr. Frosty.
Yeah, it would be like, yeah, there's Mr. Frosty, and then there's Buzz Lightyear, and there's something else. And then it would go, there's millions, said Jeffrey, all under the roof. It's called Toys R Us. So there you go. Right. So look, we've cleared that up. So tune in next week for...
We'll be going over the chicken back to bring the freshness back. Do the chicken back to bring the freshness back. Yeah!
Mr. Frosty is such fun. He makes treats for everyone. Pour the ice under his head. Turn the handle just like that.
I don't remember that one.
Fuck shite, never worked. Plastic to
crush... you had a Mr. Of course
no,
you
no,
had a
Carl, Carl Hutchinson had one. He's told us about it. Plastic to crush ice. Pull the other one.
I know.
Fuck do you think this is? Shite. You need metal. You need knives. Anyway.
No, listen, I know this is intro, but I don't care. What was your favourite toy ever when you were little?
Bold question, that. Favourite toy ever.
Which one do you really remember playing with a lot?
I was never the kid who had one thing that I carried around with. You know how some kids
have a
thing.
Why, a little twat?
Oh, sorry, you only had one thing. Is that what you're trying to... You love to paint your childhood like fucking Oliver Twist, don't you? Christ. You lived in King George Road. Your mum never stops banging on about that. So you had a massive garden and a big
Mate,
house.
That's the reason we had no money. Because we lived in King George Flippin' Road. If we downsized
probably,
a little
probably
bit.
Probably rich cash poor.
Absolutely. If we didn't live there, I'd been getting McDonald's every other day.
Brilliant.
Anyway.
I mean, I've seen photos of you when you were younger and the last thing you needed was a McDonald's every day.
Wow.
Mrs. Hamster Cheeks.
What was your favourite toy?
Probably me Action Man, I would say so. Yeah. But I had loads of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I recently said to my mum and dad, wouldn't it be great if we still had them for Robin? And he was like, yeah, chuck them out. So, it's upsetting. Yeah, they've all gone. Military muscle men, brilliant,
Military muscle men.
Military muscle men. You could get them at the newsagents at the Nuke, which was really weird.
Could you?
Yeah, yeah.
My brother had
massive sets of them. Yeah, they were great.
My favourite toy was, I had this doll that you would feed her, and it was a spoon, right? Mm. And it had little bead things, and you put the spoon in her mouth and it would disappear.
I remember it, yeah. Pink beads, I remember the advert. I think the little girls next door had that.
Was it Baby Annabelle?
I don't know, but you would basically press it on her lip and it would go poof, and it would shoot up inside the spoon. But it looked like Rosie.
I was like, this bairn's eating what I'm giving her. I'm the best little mom in the world. And then I had a tiny Tears doll, I think, that you would squeeze water inside of them. Mm. So you'd put them in a bit of water, you'd squeeze their tummies so they're filled with water, and then they would just piss in that and cry real, real tears.
Now,
and I like that one.
Do
as well.
You not think it's... I've often thought this, and I think it's massively sexist. I mean, thankfully it's better now, but do you think back in the day it was massively sexist that I got Action Men and helicopters and military muscle men and you got practice for being a mom?
Yeah, of course. Come on. Catch up.
What?
Catch up, Ramsay. It's been like that for years.
Yeah, I'm
but annoyingly,
it's better now, hopefully.
It is better. Well, it depends how you parent. We never, and I won't with Rafe, I'm like, what do you want to play with? And I kind of let them choose and decide. But I do believe that children, and it is a sex thing, because Robin, he would never go and pick up a doll.
Yeah.
He never has. It's
that's
just
what
not
we've done
scrap.
From the start. We've said, look, whatever you want to play with, you play with it. That's why he loves his little rattle full of ibuprofen and paracetamol and his chainsaw. Loves them. They're his favourite toys.
Yeah, he does.
Loves that toaster in the bath. Right, that's a bit dark. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It is episode 133. Wow. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is, and it can fuck off, Iron Curtains.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you know when you go and watch a show in a theatre and they bring that big, massive fucking iron curtain down that says safety curtain on the front halfway through? You know, sometimes they bring it down at the beginning and it doesn't go up and you can't start your fucking tour, can you?
I didn't know we were going to talk about
that.
Yeah, we were meant to do Edinburgh. Two shows we were meant to do on... What day was it? Sunday?
Listen, why don't we play the jingle and we'll dig it out.
Right, okay. Here's the jingle.
Here we go.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to the episode where we slag off the iron curtains of the world.
Yeah. We also have just flagged up as well, just during the jingle here, that we may have actually talked about Toys R Us before, but we can't fucking remember.
What, back in the day.
Cannot remember.
Listen, different stuff though.
It's all good. So the Iron Curtain, huge apologies and massive thanks to everyone who was due to come to the Edinburgh shows at the beginning of the Shag Maradona tour at the weekend. Apologies obviously because they didn't go ahead, it was totally out of our hands, but massive thanks for being... so fucking cool about it.
I was expecting a lot more, but everyone was lovely. Do you know why though? I know, Chris.
Right.
We've spoke about this. So we got the message. We only found out that the show wasn't going to go ahead at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I got the message.
We got a message
morning,
about it, but it wasn't confirmed.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we didn't read it in the middle of the night.
I wouldn't have slept.
No. And it didn't get confirmed until about 9 o'clock in the morning. Then we put everything out.
Yeah.
So obviously we got told and... gutted. First thing I was like, oh, what? Why? Gutted. But then kind of like, okay. And you know why?
Yeah.
All we've dealt with for the last 18 months is disappointment.
Shit being cancelled, yeah.
I genuinely think that everybody is just kind of like, we're numb.
Just numb to it.
We're numb to just being pissed off.
But what's mad is we managed to circumvent all of the pandemic bullshit because... Scotland still got slightly strict rules on us. It was still sort of masks indoors and stuff, which is fine, unless, you know, we wouldn't have had them because we would have been performing and whatever. Yeah. But we could at least get the shows to go ahead. But apparently, we were due to be the first large-scale indoor thing in the whole of Scotland, plus the first thing in that theatre for 600 days. Mm. Had to get proper sign-off for the government to go ahead with it. Nicola Sturgeon and all that. Went, yeah, go for it. And then a fucking... a curtain from the 1920s scarp at it, which is bizarre.
What happened? So the wench, one of the mechanisms...
Winch. Not just some.
Oh, wench.
the fucking wench who works there didn't bloody grease it up, did she? I said, oh, you daft wench. The winch. The winch.
The winch.
Apparently winches it back
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so...
Lovely lady.
By the way, if there was also due to be something spurious, like a fucking beer festival that day, that was also to be a big event or something, I don't know about that. All I know is that ours was supposed to be. So don't be emailing us or messaging us saying, actually, you went for this big event. There was a dog show at such and such. I didn't know. All I'm calling is off what I've been told. Right.
It's rescheduled for the 5th of December, which, do you know what? The fact that it's still this year, I'm really happy about because I was terrified. I was like, well, when we're going to do it again? I was like, right, 2023, when's it going to happen again? So 5th of December, we'll be there. We really hope to see you all there, but obviously we completely understand it's been rescheduled so many times.
Yeah,
if you can't get childcare, you can't get the time off work, all we can do is apologize. It was completely out of our hands and just such shitty luck.
Yeah,
I mean, we got buzzing, didn't we? We were there. We went to Edinburgh, got a little buzzing with tits off, really ready to go. And so, yeah, anyway, what can you do? These things are sent to try us.
We went into the auditorium and looked at how beautiful it was. That was a mistake. Look at all this, 3,000 seats. I was like, oh my God, 3,500, nothing. But, silver lining, 5th of December, Edinburgh at Christmas time is fucking magical.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
It'll be great.
Don't they have the market there? The nice market.
Christmas markets. It's going to be lush. Everyone will come stinking the bloody bratwursts and all kinds of whatever they're called. And everyone on Sunday just went out on the piss all day because we got selfies galore sent.
And the weather was nice.
And the
weather
was good. So there we go. So sorry, out of our hands. But the tour will start on Wednesday this week in Newcastle Arena. Very excited.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, they're fucking better. Have they got an iron curtain?
They've got six. No, I'm joking.
No. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Ladies first, what's your beef?
Oh, okay, so my beef. I don't really even know if it's with you. I don't know how I'd describe this.
Well,
it's just...
All right then, well, that's upsetting.
Well, it's a bit situational. Right. So, you've got a very short attention span. I don't know if people know that.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a comedian thing or whether it's just a you thing.
I think it might be just a me thing.
Okay.
I mean, famously on the set of Heaven, I was like a child because there's a lot of when there's a lot of waiting around. If I've got something to do, I don't have a short attention span. But when you have to get, when I've just got to sit somewhere and not do anything, especially a theatre or a movie set with or a film set where there's stuff to play with.
Yeah.
I'm like a 5-year-old.
Okay, so here this brings me on to my whole beef, right?
Okay.
So we went to the theatre on Sunday in Edinburgh because we thought, you know what, we're not doing the show, we might as well still rehearse. The guys could do all of the tech sort of stuff and spend a bit more. There's always tittering on to do behind the scenes. So anyway, we went there and it was quite a long day because with tech stuff, it always takes a bit longer.
Nine hours.
Yeah, we were there for 9 hours.
We're sitting there for 9 hours.
Yeah.
Behind a big fucking curtain with no light, by the way.
Yeah.
In pitch darkness.
So Chris, obviously, it's very boring. It's very tedious. Chris gets a little bit, you know, distracted, started playing around and doing stuff. And it was at this point that I just got really embarrassed because our team, big like management team, had come from London and our producer Robin and everyone was there. And at one point I heard them having a very serious discussion and they all just said to each other, "We need to hurry up. We're losing Chris. We're losing Chris." And they were really serious about it. They were like, "We're losing him. We're losing Chris." And I just looked at you and I was like, "That you're my husband. You're a 35-year-old man. I'm married to you. And there's other adults who are talking about you like you're a child. Like we're losing him. We're losing him. He's not going to be here for much longer. Right, we need to wrap it up, guys." I was so embarrassed.
Yes. So, was it at the point? When did they think they were losing us? Was it at the point that I was climbing up the ladders?
No.
Or was it at the point where I got on the little wheelie box?
It was then.
So, guys, I found a little black wheelie box. It was like a miniature coffin with wheels on, really smooth wheels. So I've discovered that in the dark, you couldn't really see us lying on it. It was only about a foot off the floor, but it had amazing wheels on. So I was hiding behind a curtain and then sprinting and jumping on it and doing like a Superman across the floor.
Yeah.
It looked like I was flying from like 2 feet
off
the floor.
That's when they said.
Guys, it was great.
That's when they said.
I did breaststroke on it. I did back crawl. I did front crawl. Just good old-fashioned family fun. Listen, I know I'm a bit of a prick, but I'm not a diva because what my point is, if I was a diva and I was going to kick off and be a nightmare, they wouldn't be able to say it out loud, "We're losing Chris." They'd have to do it quietly because they'd be like, "He's going to kick off. He's going to be..." I just get fucking bored and start pissing about.
But it's just be a mature adult.
I got bored. I can't do it. I can't. 9 fucking hours. 9 hours sitting there while someone... The lights were flashing constantly. Bits of music were kicking in non-stop. I heard Babadoo Ba about fucking 700 times. I'd had my gig taken away from us. I still had pent-up energy from Apollo on Friday. Big love to anyone who came to Apollo, by the way. One of the best gigs of my life. I was just bored. And do you know what? Right? They did at one point. The moment when I got a little bit embarrassed was the moment when Yusuf and Lee from our management team came and said, "Shall we take you outside for some fresh air?" And I was
horrific.
So embarrassed, I actually said, "Do you have poo bags?"
Awful. Awful. And you see, I've said this before, I knew this happened, but I was never there. Now I'm there to witness it. And I think they just look at me like, "Oh, love. You're right."
I'm like,
oh. Anyway, what's your beef with me? Come on.
Oh, well, my beef with you.
Great.
Thanks for asking, right? Because listen, right, I might be annoying, but that's good, clean family fun. I was providing a service there. You're sitting there bored. I look like I'm swimming, 1 foot off the floor, levitating through the darkness, back and forward. I'm bloody breaking up, putting my life in danger to entertain all you guys. That shouldn't have been a beef. That should have been a massive thank you.
No, nobody was really watching.
They were all watching.
What's your beef with me?
They were worried I was going to knock something over and break something. Now, my beef with you, this morning. No. How do I do this? How do I organise this beef properly, narratively? Yes. Last week, I phoned the gas and heating engineer who was installing the stoves in our house.
Fires.
Yeah, changing the log burners,
yeah.
Right? I, last week, said, "They can start that on Monday, Rosie." And you said, "Fantastic, get it done because it's going to be winter soon."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No problem." Now, this morning, I got up and said, "The blokes are coming in a minute to do the log burners." And you turned round and said, and I quote, "You don't half pick your weeks, Chris."
Yeah.
"Why they're coming today?" Because you fucking greenlit it last week, Rosie.
Oh, but last
you
week.
Maniac.
Last week was last week.
I asked you, but these people are going to be booked in, Rosie.
I live day to day, Chris. I don't ever know
these
what
guys
I'm doing
don't.
Or how I feel.
In. You told me last week, "Yes, get it done.
I know, but you loved it, right? Okay.
You do it all the time.
No, it was bloody. We'd had a lie in because we've had a really hectic sort of week. And then It was 9 o'clock this morning. I was making a coffee. I had a bra on and out. And you're like, oh, there's loads of men here to fit a bit of fucking fire. And I'm like, well, great. So how am I gonna walk past them in the hallway with me fucking nips hanging out and see through bloody... And I just get so annoyed. You do it all the time. Tell us at 8:30.
Say, Rosie.
So, Rosie, there's some men. There's about 6 men going to come round shortly. You might want to put a bra on.
Okay. Right. Couple of things I've got to point
out.
That's
all I want to know.
Couple of things. There's only 2 men.
Right,
so that's bullshit.
Well,
right?
They're loud.
Right.
Loud
so that, stompers. Right. So that shows me you didn't know how many men there were, so you've never actually seen them. So they kept themselves to themselves.
I've seen 2 of them, so
brilliant.
That's fair enough.
So you've seen both of them.
I've seen both of them.
Okay, well, when your argument falls apart, you've seen 100% of the men.
And the men have probably seen 100% of me, so
well,
that's
okay,
great.
And this brings us up to the second part, right? Put some effort in around the house. Why the blokes? Why are the blokes more special than me? Eh? Why do they get good treatment? Why am I going to see udders hanging around the place?
I'll have you know, those udders have provided absolutely nothing for our children.
Shit, tits, sisters.
You twat.
It's a great word, udders, isn't it? Great word.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Cues from the peeps and the chews with the doos and on the loos with
public.
All of the beaus.
Very good.
Thank you.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send your lovely, lovely input because we love it. Thank you.
Also, no, like you said, did you say this last week? If you come to the
tour
and
week
you
want
to
week.
Send one specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Put the, because I'm going through them now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, if you want,
Put where you're coming. I mean, it's got to be good, though. Don't send any shite.
Oh, don't say that
send
to them.
Good stuff.
Just send whatever, and we'll decide what's shite and what's not.
I'm not being horrible. Some of them are like, oh, my friend, and she went to the park, and then someone said, hey, you're here again. And she was so embarrassed. And I'm like, oh.
Okay,
I'll
stop sending them in. I'm sorry. I thought that was a very good anecdote.
At what point was that skirt tucked into her vagina? This is what I want to know.
Into her vagina. You'd know. It was tucked into her vagina.
Chris, listen. Spitballing.
Spitballing. Disgusting
speaking
phrase.
Of good questions,
okay.
I've got one here. It's not a question. I don't know why we call
they're
it questions.
Questions.
They're never questions.
It's been named. It's fine.
So
it was so popular, the government stole it during the briefings.
They really
it's
did.
Great.
The wankers.
Question from the public.
Public.
Come on.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Just listening to episode 131 when the last drank out of her hot water bottle and it broke back
disgusting
a memory.
Disgusting that, like.
I know.
I sniffed a hot water bottle the other day and it's vile. It's
yeah,
like
they're
a, it's
awful.
Like a radiator. It's like drinking out of a radiator.
Yeah, they're really awful. I mean, best inventions ever. Yeah. I love a hot water bottle.
Scared of them. I always think they're going to burst. I don't like them. I don't trust them.
They're really thick. I've never known of a hot water bottle
really
burst.
Thick. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I feel like the top could come off. I feel like the thing, the screw.
They screwed in really well.
I get frightened. Can we just talk about how filling a hot water bottle is one of the most nervous moments of your life?
Yeah, it's
terrifying.
Horrible. It is horrible.
We used to have one of them boiler taps in our old house.
Yeah.
And you turn it on and the boiling water would go...
Yeah.
And it would fill the hot water bottle with like steam.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
I really miss our boiler tap.
First world problems.
Do you?
No.
Oh,
love
I
a
do.
Kettle. Love a kettle. Because I realised recently, a kettle is also a big jug. Brilliant invention.
Yeah, that's just there.
It's just there. So, big jug.
We
want to fill a coffee machine up? Big jug.
Yeah, we fill the
Tommy Tippy perfect prep machine.
Prep.
Big jug.
Oh, you're right, actually. Okay.
It's a big jug. It's always on hand for you.
Right.
And then if you want hot water in it, it fucking does that as
and
well.
And actually,
mate.
Yeah, our new kettle is shit hot. It doesn't take that long to boil.
Starts making the noise immediately.
Yeah, okay, then listen, take it back. Just listen to an episode when the last drank out of a hot water bottle. Broad back a memory. When I was younger, I used to have a guinea pig cage in my bedroom. And if I woke up thirsty in the night...
Fuck off.
I would drink the guinea pig's water
that.
Rather than go to the bathroom next door that. For a drink.
That is fucking dreadful. That is
do you know what it is, though?
That's dreadful.
It's awful, like, isn't it?
I feel really bad for the guinea pigs there in the morning just parched. like it's had a kebab with garlic sauce and a night out.
Looking over at that lass with a bottle... on the side of her bed going, that, you right, bitch.
Question. Did she take it off and unscrew that, the thing?
Absolutely. I think that's what she's done.
Or did she...
No, rollerballing it.
You know, the little it's like yes, a giant ballpoint pen, isn't it? Yes. You've got to push the ball in.
No, she's, oh, I don't think she's done it.
Brilliant invention.
Oh, how lush is it watching a little animal drink out one of them bottles?
Bit weird, okay.
No, it is. I'm sorry.
Pervert.
We used to have rabbits and I used to sit watching them just drink, well, out,
yeah,
the bottles.
So they just lick the thing in and the,
yeah,
water comes,
great,
out.
Ugh. Never thought about drinking it.
I just thought I might get the little tongues caught in it.
No, they never did.
Okay.
No. Robin's after a hamster at the minute. And
oh,
it's
my
really
God,
upsetting.
The men brought the fucking stove in today. I haven't even told you this.
Why
are you
calling it a stove?
It's a log burner.
It's not a fucking stove. Are you really irritating us calling it a stove?
What's a stove?
A stove is like an oven that you cook in. They're called log burners. They're not called fucking stoves. Can you stop calling them stoves?
So what's the difference?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
What makes
they
it
are,
a stove?
They are installing domestic log burners, like,
right,
fires.
Yeah.
A stove is an old-fashioned name for an oven,
right,
in that you put food in.
But I... Right. But I could... You're
it's
telling
just
me...
Not, just stop calling it a stove.
You're telling me I couldn't make some toast on that?
You probably could, but it's
stove,
not...
Stove then,
no,
right.
It's not... Stop. It's not a stove. You're really upsetting us with this. Why have you got stove in your brain? I'm sure that stove's American.
Oh, look. Hey. Hey, I'll tell you what.
Oh, I know, just stop it. You've said it a few times and I let it slide. No, you said it earlier on and I was like, look at him, right, okay. He's called it stove. Stop it. Stop it now.
Jesus.
Enough now.
Christ.
Enough. No, come on. Come on. Enough's enough. We've all had a bit of fun. It's not a stove,
okay,
right?
Honestly, Twitter's going to be all over you because I guarantee you can also call it a stove. I bet you can.
Oh, I'm getting a bit cold. Do you want the stove on?
Yes, please.
No, I don't call it a stove.
On.
Oh, do you want? Let's get romantic. I'll put a couple of logs on the stove. Shut up.
Right,
it's a fire.
All right.
It's a
man.
Log burner.
God.
Slash fire. Slash.
Have we swapped roles this week? Okay, man.
It's just really irritating. You're calling it a stove.
You know, I don't even want to tell you what happened anymore.
I
want to
know. I'm intrigued.
The two blokes were bringing in. So Robin went to walk into the sort of into the living room, and there's, mm-hmm, just sheets over everything.
Yeah.
And he was like, "What?" He was like, he did that funny thing where he looks and then falls on the ground as if he's fainted.
Why is he so dramatic?
It's ridiculous. So he looked and was like, and just fell onto the deck.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, the men are installing the log burner."
What did you call it?
He went, "Do you mean stove, Daddy?" I went, "I do, yeah." They brought it in, and obviously it's heavy as out, and they're bringing it in on a wheel thing. And I went, "Look what these men are bringing in." And he went, "Is it a hamster?"
Oh, God. Fucking hamster.
I don't know how heavy he thinks hamsters are, but two blokes were bringing it in on a trolley. Is it the fattest hamster
the
in the world?
Hamster. No, he's desperate for a hamster. And honestly, no, he's not getting one.
No, it's too much. Them fish are causing me, all world have hurt them fish. Like, I'm fed up.
We had a hamster. Well, I've talked about it loads. We had one that ate its babies.
Great.
And then we had another one called Rusty that actually one time fell down the back of our dressing table. I caught it by its little paw, right?
Oh,
and then it fell to the floor. And my sister, Kate, I know you're listening to this, you horrible bitch. She told me that when I did that, when I took like days off its life.
Days.
And she was like, "You have took 4 days off Rusty's life." And I cried and everything. I was gutted. It was so nasty.
4 days.
I remember that vividly.
So your case, like, I knew he was going to die on February the 24th, and yeah, now he's going to die on February the 20th.
Yeah, it was pretty much like that. You've took... And,
wow,
you know, you see, you didn't have a sibling. At times, we could be horrible to each other.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, "You've took days of its life."
Wow. By grabbing
its
leg.
By doing that, and then dropping him days. And I was like...
What did you do with him when he died? Did you bury him in the garden or did you put him on the stove?
I don't remember what we did, actually. We weren't very big on burials and all that.
Oh, your family. Oh, I don't even know. He probably went in the kitchen bin. He probably went. If I know your family, the poor little bugger probably literally, honestly, he probably went in a bit of foil with half a fucking finished tuna sandwich in and into the bin. I guarantee
he
it.
He was very stiff. I do remember poking him with a pencil. The day he died.
God.
He was stiff as a board. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, hope you're well. I just heard last week's podcast about the flaccid penis in France on the nude beach.
Crikey.
Do you remember that?
No, I can't. Me neither. Again. Wow, what a headline.
I do not remember
the
that at all.
Flaccid penis in France on the nude beach. I mean, I hope it was flaccid.
I mean, surely in public it would have been.
Jesus.
Who knows? Anyway, this has reminded them of this story.
Brilliant.
So there we go. I told you I've gone back quite far.
Take a back now, y'all.
Take a back to the questions. My boyfriend's 70-year-old dad, named Phil, who loves to travel, had just arrived back from a trip to Jordan and decided to show myself, my boyfriend, and his elderly dad, who was visiting from the care home, some holiday snaps.
Sorry.
What?
70-year-old dad has travelled and has his elderly dad still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gee whiz. What?
They had kids young, man.
Crikey.
His dad might be like 90.
Probably, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Fair play. I just didn't expect that. Okay. Carry on.
It was a trip he loved so much that he decided the small iPhone screen would not quite cut it. They had also recently bought a huge new TV and decided to plug his phone into it so we could get a widescreen view of Petra.
Oh, no. Sorry, I mean, I'm sure you had a lovely time, but you are absolutely not coming to my house, no matter who you are, and putting your holiday photos on my big telly. There is literally no... Do you know what? I'm not even going to look at your phone. Like, tell us it was good. That's about it. No. When my dad comes up and tries to show me a photo on his phone, I am instantly the most bored I've ever been in my life.
Have you recently been around your dad when he's got his phone on him?
Right, why?
His WhatsApp group is absolutely...
Oh, it's
shocking.
On fire, isn't it? Yeah.
Constantly. Is it the golf lads?
It's his mates, yeah. It's his
awful.
Mates.
Awful.
Yeah.
And he doesn't put it on silent, so it's just like...
Yeah, just binging constantly. Still got his clicks on when he types. Oh. It's fucking awful. It's like sitting next to a 1920s secretary. Just like, oh, God.
My dad's the same. My dad's social life is amazing. And he comes around here and his mate will ring him and he'll be on the phone to his mate, but he's getting loud. And I'm just like, what? Dad, like, go out the room and what's your friend ringing you for?
Yeah.
Why are you ringing? Like, you're an old man.
Wow. So old men aren't allowed to have their friends ring.
No,
them.
But
you
I just...
Absolute bitch.
No, I'm sorry. It's like we're parents have reverted back to being teenagers.
Well, that's a crack. Well, they've got no responsibilities anymore. So they're
that's
just on WhatsApp,
is,
send
it?
Each other stupid memes and that.
Aye?
Yeah. Oh. It's when me dad gets some kind of meme off his mates and goes, look at this, isn't this great? And it's literally something I saw on the internet months before. And I'm like, I've seen it. And he's like, how? Eddie's just sent us it. And I'm like, Eddie didn't fucking create that and take that photo. That's called a meme. That's just, it doesn't fucking matter.
My mom does it all the time. My mom recently showed us a video. And I didn't say it at the time, but I'll dig her out on here. And it was of two lads.
Sick of it. Yeah, no, she showed me. I held my tongue.
It was two lads, right? And basically, they've edited this video together where they're chasing after each other, but they're like in the house and then they go somewhere else and they're playing tig. And she's like, isn't that amazing? How funny. And I'm like, Mom, that'll have took them about 3 weeks to film that.
Yeah, well, she's going, look at them. They're just running around after each other. Isn't it hilarious? Look how far they're taking this. It's like, you might have seen it. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
They're trying to play tig and they're running into different rooms, but the camera's always set up.
Yeah.
And then and then at the end, they're in the beach, they're running into the sea. And she's like, look at them running into the sea. And I'm like, yeah, set the camera up every time, you fucking idiot. This is a... Like,
take a splint at the Robin. Yeah. I'm like, Mom, do you know this isn't, like, this is fake?
Do you think Avengers is a documentary? Like, it was made. What the hell's the matter with you? Yeah, but I couldn't.
No,
there's nothing more. And you feel it yourself as well. You know, when you show someone a video and they don't think it's great, it's like they've slagged your kids off.
I know, yeah.
It really is. It's like they've gone, your kid's ugly. Like, you take it really personally. So I went, oh, that's great, that. And then I just, came out and mourned the fucking 4 minutes I would never get back of my life. Not just that. It was really long. I'll give you this, though. Here's one for you, right? I'm not being ageist here, but when mums
or granddads... I've already called me dad old, so might as well.
When mums or granddads or older relatives or whatever are going to show you something on their phone, they go, have you seen this? And they come up to you and they put the phone up to you before they found the fucking video. So they go, you seen this? Oh, where is it? And you've got, not only do you have to watch the video, you've got to stand there while they find the fucking thing in mountains of fucking WhatsApps. And
are you not just automatically gutted, though, when it happens? Yeah, look at this. I just
Whenever someone tries to show me anything on their phone, I'm automatically devastated. I'm automatically absolutely devastated. And I know that's so bad.
No, it's true.
I'm like, no. He's seen this. I've seen it. Do you know what it is? Yeah. No, but I guarantee I've seen it, or I don't want to see it.
Oh. Just absolutely gutted.
And I wonder why I've got no mates.
No, I do. I mean, you have, which always surprises me.
I've got about three.
So, sorry, back to this.
Yeah.
Apologies.
So, big telly. Mr. fucking me, has put his phone onto the big telly to show everyone his fucking holiday photos. I'm sorry, the prick. Carry on. I've had enough. Fuck him. Fuck him, man.
Stop it.
No,
it hasn't even got that far. You don't know that he's made. All he's done is go on holiday.
He's got the bloody aux cable, man, and plugged it into the big telly, man, like he's blimmin' been to the moon. Fucking arsehole. I hate him.
It also says, I should mention that my boyfriend happened to leave the room at this moment, probably because he hates holiday photos as much as Chris.
Yeah.
As Phil plugged his laptop into their crisp 4K TV, I was hit with the sight of around 12 thumbnail photos of his balls.
Oh my God.
Trying not to make him embarrassed, I grabbed my phone and started to scroll Instagram pretending I didn't see while he shouted, don't look a minute!
It serves you right for getting your laptop. And you've just said laptop as well. It's not even his phone. He's got his laptop.
He's done it from his laptop. So he's got to his cameras.
Put his photos onto the laptop. Then he's brought his laptop on. He's plugging the lead in.
Yeah.
And yet, you know what? It serves you right. Your bollocks are up there for all to see.
Well,
4K.
He's saying, don't look a minute. All whilst his 98-year-old dad.
Yeah.
Poor bastard. Wow. Sat looking blankly at the screen. He obviously couldn't believe his eyes either. After some struggle and seeing the photos enlarge in and out of full screen out of the corner of my eye, all whilst I tried to act distracted, chatting about things on Instagram. My friend Becky just had a baby, etc., etc.
Why is he on a slideshow of his bollocks? Why is there a slideshow of his bollocks accessible on his laptop?
Well, you'll find out. Finally, he managed to open up his photos of Jordan. Thank God. Eventually,
and it was just a bloke called Jordan's photos of his balls. These are Jordan's balls. These are Terry's balls.
Eventually, my boyfriend came back in to join us whilst we looked through the holiday pics. The whole time, in a slight daze at what had just happened. Eventually, Phil closed the holiday album, where again the 12 thumbnail-sized photos of his dad's of his balls sat covering the screen. My boyfriend shouted, "Dad, what the fuck?" The same enlarged, minimalised panic happened again until finally he pulled out the lead at the mains.
I've hurt me back. I just like threw me head back laughing there and I've pulled a muscle or something in me back.
Are you okay?
I'm sort of okay.
Are you alright?
Actually really.
Oh, don't, Chris. No, have you actually?
No, I'm alright. It might be trapped wind.
Oh, for God's sake, don't pull out.
We need to know. The whole world needs to know why this man has got...
It turns out... He had been taking photos to send to his doctor.
Thank God
for
that.
But all is well.
I assumed that. Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
I just love that. Oh, don't. Oh, hang on. Don't look yet.
Oh, you did that, by the way. I haven't even spoken about that. You did. You took photos of your ball. No. You took photos of Rafe's rash for the doctor on my phone because it must have been on. You must have been on the phone at the doctor's. And I didn't know. I was on the train looking through my photos and baby balls popped up on my phone. That was fun. That was 30 seconds of panic.
Just thought if you're missing right the bins, you should get to miss all of
but
the
I was
bins.
Sat right next to the bit where they make the tea and coffee. So they're standing up behind us and I had to like literally push it towards the window. I was like, what the hell?
Everyone's got dodgy photos of the kids' bits on their phone.
Well, you have now because you've got to send them to the doctor. You used to be able to go in. Yeah. Crikey. Oh, man. It's just 12 thumbnails of his balls. Wonderful.
That's lovely. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Ramses. I never heard the lady equivalent of a hard-on being called a wide-on until the podcast.
Just a little sample of the education we're bringing to the nation there. Just anything else you want to know, shabmanodegmail.com, you know.
drop us a line. So eternal thanks for the lingo. You're welcome.
Eternal thanks. You are more than welcome.
Last year, I started playing cricket for my local ladies' team. However, leading to our match debrief yesterday, when one of the older team members described herself repeatedly as getting a wide, and I had to keep a straight face. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I work at the dentist, and a patient once swallowed a cotton wool roll hole.
What?
A cotton wool roll hole.
What's a cotton wool roll?
So, you know, when they put them above your teeth.
I've never had anything done at the dentist. Just throwing that out there.
When you go to the dentist, yeah, they put like cotton wool in to kind of soak up the stuff.
Right.
And saliva. Saliva.
Stuff.
The juice.
He spunks in your mouth and then he puts cotton wool in to soak up the spunk.
Stop.
Okay. So, yeah, so they're kind of...
A patient has swallowed one whole.
Like a Marlon Brando. They put it in.
Yes.
Come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. You asked me to do mitre. That I cannot do. Yeah, okay.
Push me in and pull him back in.
Different actor. Al Pacino says that in number three. God, you make a fool of yourself. What a fool of you. You are honestly... I'm embarrassed. But that might be because...
Is it the same film, though?
It's Godfather 3 says that. But I've never let you watch Godfather 3 because it doesn't exist, in my opinion.
Oh, because it's shite.
Cack-a-poo.
So why do I know? I know that from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
It's Paulie used to... Anyway, listen. The dentist...
Silvio Dante used to do that. You just keep getting stuff wrong and I can't leave it.
Who's Paulie?
Paulie Gualtieri is a different character. Right. Silvio Dante was the one who did all of the Godfather impressions. Stop talking because all it's going to be is me correcting you for stuff because you had me earlier on with Stove. So if you think I'm letting you slip on anything, you're honestly, it's like a fascist regime up in here for me now. I'm all over you. Oh. Like a fucking sleeping bag. Oh. Come on.
Stove. What kind of name? Oh no, that's a bridesmaid. Steve.
Oh, I've never seen bridesmaids.
You fucking... dead to me. The dentist was looking for it and he said, oh, sorry, I swallowed it.
Just cotton wool, just off.
Swallowed
brilliant.
It, yeah. We couldn't understand how he managed it. Me and the other dental nurses would test it out to see if we could. None of us managed it.
So they all tried to swallow
some cotton. So they all tried to swallow the cotton wool balls. And
how did it come out? Well, clever though, you swallow cotton wool, wipes your bum on the way out.
Well, yeah.
Clever.
Wow.
Clever.
Maybe that's what we should all be doing.
Let's just say now that we do not encourage that at all because I can't be bothered with a lawsuit.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins. Mm.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, brackets especially Rosie, I recently...
Is there any need for that?
No, because it's more... Oh, excuse me? Right. It's because it's about pregnancy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Dear Chris and Rosie, brackets especially Rosie, I recently found out that I am 4 weeks pregnant.
Congratulations.
And as it's summer and everything is coming out of lockdown, sorry, this was a little while ago,
okay.
I need an excuse. I'm usually the life and soul of the party and I have weddings, barbecues and birthdays galore coming soon. What was Rosie's cover-up for not drinking?
We just used to tell everyone that you had, because they were used to it, that you had chlamydia again and you were on antibiotics.
No, we... Did you tell people that?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Wow.
But imagine being really open about chlamydia again, antibiotics.
Yeah.
We didn't see anyone. I can't remember what we did with Robin, but we didn't see anyone during the
rave. I definitely used an antibiotic trick a couple of times.
Yeah.
Maybe just like trying to be good, trying to lose weight type thing. Nowadays, though, I'm not being funny. You could get away with it by just... having non-alcoholic stuff and putting it in a glass and then no one's going to ask.
Depends on doesn't it. Sometimes, like my mates, sometimes when you go on a night out with them, they're militant in making sure you're getting your drinks down you. Like a parent making sure you're getting your fluids on holiday.
Yeah, our friendship group.
You finish that one. We'll finish it all before you have the next one. Yeah. Lager top. Crying their eyes out and freaking out.
My mates are like that. And because we don't go out that often.
Yeah.
If we go out... and you go, oh, I'm not drinking. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
It's bizarre.
And then I've done it as well. Mm-hmm. I take like personal offense.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not drinking. well, why are you here? Why have you come? Isn't that bad? That's bad. That is bad. I know
You're not drinking, but it's the 20th anniversary of the day I learned to do Join Up Brighton. Come on, it's a special occasion.
I know a lot of people at the minute who've packed in drinking.
I'm not surprised with the fucking 18 months we've had.
Well, I think everyone went a little bit crazy recently. And to be honest, I think it's good to have a little bit of time off.
Yeah.
Because I know I was pregnant, but having those 9 months off alcohol with Rafe recently has actually made me cut down drinking. We don't drink half as much as we used to.
I only have a couple of days and then I'm done.
Well, I'm... Couple of days, that's
couple
not
of day,
great.
Then I'm done.
I don't drink a couple of days.
Couple
I
of day, then I'm done.
Genuinely can go like 3 or 4 days without a drink now, which is good. Good for me. So I think it is good to tone it back every now and again.
Well done.
But as far as excuses, I don't know, just say, no, I'm not drinking. And then if they say, why not, say, excuse me, nosy bitch. Keep your, you'll lose a lot of friends. But
yeah, your baby shower's going to be sparse. Call everyone who asks a nosy bitch. Got my baby shower. No, I'm not. No, you've been really, really, really abrasive for the past few months. I mean, it makes sense now, but still, the damage is done.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Huge fan of the podcast and ticket holder for your tour. That has given me something to very much look forward to.
Hope it wasn't Edinburgh. Hope it wasn't Edinburgh. Thank you very much.
Hopefully, there'll be no iron curtains. Is there any more iron curtains at any of the venues?
It depends on the venue. Manchester Opera House will definitely have one. I've got a funny feeling there's going to be a lot of Iron Curtain based emails sent by our management this
week.
I think so.
Hello, just after I had taken my GCSEs, I went on holiday to Kefalonia with my parents and my boyfriend of about a year.
Okay.
I can only describe him as having the looks and personality of Simon from the Inbetweeners, but the charisma of Jay.
Got you. Okay. That's never have I heard someone I've never heard of or known.
You know what they're like now, don't you?
Described so
well.
They
look like Simon.
Banging.
They act like Jay.
Looks like Simon, acts like Jay. Great.
Yeah. My parents were really not sure about him coming away with us, but couldn't decide what would be worse, the idea of a lovesick morning teenager or bringing this annoying lad away with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is irritating.
I'm dreading that part of our life.
No children who aren't ours are coming on holiday with us, ever.
No, wait, that's a rule. That's absolutely a given. Nephews and family and that, fair
still
enough.
No. Still a hard no. No. Hard no from me. I can't back down on it. It's a hard no from me. It's just a policy. I'm sorry, it's a Ramsay policy. I can't go
Kate
back
on and it. Kevin, if you're listening now.
Hard no from me.
Hate your kids.
Hard no. And you. Hard no from
stop
me.
Stop it! How dare you?
I'm joking.
How dare you?
But it's still a hard no. Carry on.
No, it's not. How dare you?
Hard no from me. Carry
stop
on.
It. We're going to have a fight.
Okay, no.
Before we went, my mum and I had bought a cheap purple bikini from a supermarket and had the same colour but in different sizes. My mum promised to not wear the same colour on the same day as me.
Okay.
Awful, by the way, but that's fine. Actually, no, me and my mum have got the same t-shirt.
Okay.
Is this awful or nice? So my mum bought a t-shirt for herself and then bought me the exact same for my birthday.
That sounds like your mum's crack.
Is that weird?
That's the kind of thing your mum would do.
It's a lovely t-shirt. I wore it the other day.
We spoke about it before. Your mum bought me a tray once to put meat on for Christmas. We spoke about this before, haven't we? It was one of them. It was a tray with the little spikes on. So
you're
so
really
the meat
hard to
move.
Buy for. You really.
Nah, yeah, I'm fucking put some effort in.
Why did she buy you that?
She bought it. I opened it. I went, what's this? She went, it's for when you're cooking for meat. I went, all right. She went, pass it here. Then she went and did the dinner with it. She might as well have gone, and I've got you some carrots, and I've got you some stuffing, I'll have them right now. And I was like, why do you get this? You're all shited buying his bread. It's just good.
I totally forgot about the meat tray. Why did she buy it?
I don't know. I thought we'd mention it on here. She bought us the meat tray. She buys us like cooking utensils, and I don't use them. And then the next thing I see, she's using them like minutes after I've opened them. Like, I open them and she takes them out of my hands and then washes them and starts to cook with them. Which is, I mean, great. I'm getting stuff cooked for us, which is always good. But, you know.
There you go.
It's not a birthday gift, is it? I mean, you're shite as well. You bought us that fan.
Honestly?
Then again,
you're getting
no
one else
again,
off me.
I'd rather not. Then again, still in the box. Then again, you actually did buy us really good bike gear. You did buy us.
I know,
bought
I did.
A zip-up bike thing with
you're
a foam
so
holder
ungrateful.
On the back.
You're
but,
so
well, I'll tell
ungrateful.
You why. I was on a bike ride the other day when Rosie and the rest of the family had a sickness bug. You all had diarrhea and sickness, and I was staying away from you because I had the Apollo for me stand-up. And I went out on my bike to stay away from you, and you bought us padded shorts, mm-hmm. so your bum's comfortable on the seat. Little did I know, I farted while on my bike. Thought I'd shat myself.
Awful.
Because you've all got the shit. So I farted and it felt weird and I was like, I've shat myself. So I had to find, like, couldn't relay in where it had gone. I, like, took my pants off and I was, like, looking for, like, shit in my kegs.
That's awful.
Turns out the foam just holds your pump and heats your bum up.
Wow.
Horrible sense.
So
I'll never
feel like you've shit yourself?
Mark my words, I will never fart in those shorts again. Terrifying. Terrifying.
Good, well, I'm glad.
So there you go.
So they've got the same bikini in different colours.
Okay. And they bought it from a cheap one from a supermarket, you said.
They're sometimes really good.
Yeah. I want some of my favourite. I've got two t-shirts that I bought from Sainsbury's while I think I was on tour. Two of my favourite t-shirts. Yeah. Love them.
One day, we were going on an excursion on a boat that was leaving ridiculously early. In order to make sure we didn't miss the trip, we met in my parents' room to get ready. I was wearing my purple bikini. My mum insisted that we both put a higher factor sun cream on before we left. I stripped my bikini and start creaming up, and my boyfriend strips his t-shirt off, jumps on the bed with his head at the foot of the bed, laying on his stomach, ready for me to do his back.
Jesus. All right, mate, were you at the spa?
My mum is in the bathroom and my dad is on the balcony. I give my boyfriend a relaxing massage while applying his sun cream on his back, and then I sit next to him and do my legs ready to go. My boyfriend has his arms bent up over his face and has his face facing the other way to me. I get up and carry on getting ready and my mum comes out of the bathroom and sits right where I was just sat.
Oh, bollocks.
On the end of the bed next to my boyfriend's head with him facing the other way still.
So he's facing down.
Suddenly, there is a high-pitched squeal that comes from my mum who jumps off the bed followed by my boyfriend jumping up off the bed and flushing the most beetroot purple colour I've ever seen. What do you think happened?
Oh...
This could have been a mystery, sorry.
It could have been, but this is nice. So, did he... Right. They're on holiday together in the mum and dad's room, so he's not like... He's not like hoiding his hands down a bikini or anything, has he? He hasn't gone that far.
No, should I tell you?
Has he just grabbed her? Has he groped her?
The answer is that my mum was wearing the same purple bikini as me that day.
Oh, shit.
And as she sat down, my boyfriend turned his head the other way, saw what he thought was my bum, and proceeded to give her bum a playful bite.
He's
bit his mum's arse. This is nice though. Fast forward 8 years and my dad proceeded to tell all our guests this story at our wedding.
That's amazing. At the boy, at their wedding for them too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh no, to our new husband, imagine.
I'd tell that. You kind of. I don't care who you're marrying. That's gold. That's comedy gold. That's staying in the repertoire. That. I'm not losing that from me set list just because you've married someone else, you whore bag.
Yeah. So he bit his mother-in-law's arse. Imagine. It'd be awful, that, like.
That's great. Ugh. Hell of a story at the wedding, that. Well played. Love it. Love it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. You've been listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Oh, wow. Someone's got big for the boots because you normally say thank you for listening, but you didn't even thank them there. You just said you've been listening. Taking our listener for granted, are you?
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
I will thank... No, no.
Thank
rude,
you.
Rude. No, no. No. Doesn't. They don't want your pity, thanks. Right? Thank you for listening to Shag Married Annoyed.
He doesn't give a shit about you, lot. Awesome. I hope you know that. He couldn't give a shit. He slags you off every opportunity that you get.
Listen, well,
he always says, oh, what a dick is that listener. Oh, that listener, what a belly.
Specific. Not even a group of them. Not even a group of them. Just specific ones.
All the time.
Great. Okay, then. And as you know, if you see me on at the Apollo, you will know that I slag Rosie off. And if you want to hear me slag Rosie off on tour, tickets from my tour.
I've heard that
now.
You slag me off a lot,
oh,
actually.
Oh, big time. Just
listen,
do wait.
Yeah, keep my name out of your mouth.
Listen.
Sunshine.
My
all
tour
right.
is about an hour and 10 minutes long, my tour show. On the night Rosie comes, it'll be a cheeky half hour. Because I'll have to cut out loads of stuff that'll get us in bother. Right? Tickets for my tour are on sale. Not many, just the odd few venues. And December for the podcast arena tour is on sale now as well. And the paperback of the book's out. And we'll see you all later. We'll love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.